take a spin on the thrilling, say it with me, Wheel of Topics!
It's the Muses Topic Wheel. We're gonna spin it around. It's the Dunham and Miller Topic Wheel. We can't stop it. We're gonna spin it around.
All right, we do this when we are out of things to talk about, which is almost a daily occurrence. It's the Muser's Topic Wheel. It's been loaded with four topics. We'll spin it, whatever it lands on. That's what we have to talk about for the rest of the segment. All right, the candidates today. Topic number one, again, making an appearance on the topic wheel, spatula talk.
Why does that keep coming up?
Oh, like no. That? We need to take it off of there because it's never going to land on it.
Topic number two, choo-choo train talk.
Please. Childish.
Yes.
Topic number three, precious metals. Are they really a safe haven in stormy economic times?
I'm loading up.
And topic number four, does Channel 8 weatherman Greg Fields really like the weather or just like being on TV?
I think everybody knows the answer to that.
Let's give it a spin and see what we're going to talk about. Oh, look, it's going to be Greg Fields. Well, I hope he's not mad.
Fields,
oh, wait. No, look, it's going to be... it's going to be Precious.
Bad acting, bad acting.
It's going to be Choo Choo Train.
Oh, my gosh.
Spatula talk.
No did way.
It. Finally, it landed on spatula talk. Well, I don't know where to start.
Boy, I don't either.
Would you like to start with the history of the spatula?
Sure.
That's a weird statement.
Did you know that the spatula, the word spatula, has been used in the English language since 1525?
There's no way.
They had to have had spatulas before 1525, right?
Mm-mm.
Or do you believe that the actual tool was invented in 1525? Or just that's when language records trace the word back to?
Well, I don't know. I was going to guess the 1800s.
For a spatula?
Yeah.
We've had tools for a long time, though. And that's a pretty basic tool. I would have thought it's even older.
They say that it derives the word from the Latin word for a flat piece of wood or splint, which is spatha, meaning broadsword. The words spade and spathe are similarly derived, and that it's been around for a long, long time. I would offer this, and this will be a very controversial opinion, I'm sure. Is not the spatula the most valuable kitchen tool?
Absolutely.
You bet.
I think it's the one kitchen tool that men really like and enjoy and see it as a number one. It's a burger flipper. It's, you know, and there's different kinds of spatulas. I think there's some spare ones, like the straight spoon look. It doesn't have any, it's not really a flipper.
Yeah,
like
what
a
is that?
Mixer.
That one, right?
Yeah, that one is a spare spatula.
I don't know what you would call that.
It's shaped like a D, you know? Flat on one side of it, and it's a flat D.
Yeah, to me, that looks like a mixer, but it's technically a spatula.
Right.
I would never have called that a spatula.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always call that the mixing spoon.
That's what I think of as a spatula, and I have to remind myself, no, a spatula is also the burger flipper and pancake flipper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my favorite tool, I think, is that big stainless steel spatula that I used on the outdoor grill.
Yeah,
I
don't
love
you?
That thing.
And now we're in the day and age of big ass spatulas.
Yeah.
So like
no longer the one that's too small for the burger, you know, or
you
the
like
pancake.
One like that.
Hell yeah, I like things like that
with no grooves
or a spanking implement.
See, I like the grooves.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I got a Fox Sports Southwest one that has grooves, and I've had it for a long time, and it's great.
I doubt that's BPA-free.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. You bet. I think it has a wood handle though. Which is good, too, because that doesn't get quite as hot. Yeah, I love that thing.
Yeah, if you're cooking in a skillet or a pan...
Funny word, skillet.
And you were asked, okay, you can have just one tool, you would, no-brainer, take the spatula,
mm-hmm,
right? No
sure.
matter what you're cooking, because you can pretty much do it all with the spatula.
Right. Yeah. And do y'all trust the plastic spatula?
That's
you're using on a
I want
really...
that out of context at some point, too.
I want that on a Muser throw pillow. Do you trust the plastic spatula?
Do you? You
what do you mean?
You got a red hot pan and you're using that to flip your omelet?
You think it's going
to
melt?
Yeah.
It's very limp.
Yeah.
I actually prefer the plastic one over the scraping of the steel one that I'm convinced is taken off the coating of the pan.
As do I. Give me a plastic spatula over anything.
You don't think you're leaving?
I want that one on a...
You don't think you're leaving plastic remnants in your pan?
No.
Or getting in your food because it's melting somehow?
No, I think if you use a hard spatula on some kind of pan, stainless steel, it doesn't matter, right? Or forged steel, whatever that would be. But if your pan has some kind of coating, I think you're much more in danger with a steel spatula scraping off that coating, getting into your omelet, mm-hmm. and then killing you eventually.
That's bad news. Very bad news. Death is very bad news.
There's the wooden spatula, which I triple prefer, because mm-hmm. it's sturdier than the plastic, but it won't scrape off the coating like the steel.
I don't think I've ever had a wooden
spatula. I don't
think
I've ever seen a wooden spatula.
They are fantastic.
Like for pancakes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, more for the stuff than the pancakes, but for pancakes and stuff.
Boy, that's something I've never heard of or seen.
What do you guys do when there's not a spatula available?
Panic spoon. Like a
panic
big,
spoon?
Like a teaspoon?
Yeah, well, no, like a big wooden spoon, kind of
that
take
you
your chances
burgers
with that. Or a plastic one, yeah.
Huh.
I've pulled that maneuver off, yeah.
I just use.
I think
whisk.
I got a stainless one too.
A whisk
to flip something.
How could you flip a pancake with a whisk?
Oh, flip!
And I know we're venturing a little bit into kitchen implement talk, but mm-hmm. I think the whisk is one of the funniest looking instruments in the kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a beating to clean too. If you got pancake mix,
but it's the cleanest to beat.
True.
When you're working with eggs.
True.
If you had a fight, if all kitchen utensils got into a big, you know...
Already you're going someplace weird.
A big prison yard brawl, wouldn't the spatula be the first... I mean, sorry, wouldn't the whisk be the first kicked out and beaten up?
Yes.
Isn't that the wussiest of all
it wouldn't last
kitchen
long at
utensils?
All.
Yes.
Are you guys good with the spatula, or do you have spatula fail when you flip it? Do you have... burger in the groove syndrome or anything like that? Or are you pretty good at it?
Is that a syndrome?
Yes.
I think it's a syndrome.
When you lose something.
Well, in the old days, the spatulas were undersized.
But now we got...
Now we have big, wide spatulas that can cover the surface area of the burger, and it's much easier to flip. But I swear, when I was little, I remember our spatulas seemed too thin to cover the burger, and so you had to really center the spatula.
Yeah, you'd lose it.
Uh-huh. But now, like your spatula, your preferred spatula.
Yeah, my Fox Sports Southwest spatula.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how wide would you say it is?
About yay wide.
Look at that,
wow.
Man.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's
and you never have fail with that.
7 inches of fun.
You never have fail with it. You never lose a burger or whatever you're trying to flip.
A lot of people apparently call the spatula a turner or a flipper.
Or a flipper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard flipper.
Did you guys, did your family, we always said spatula.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we said spatula as well.
Give me that flipper.
You know, which is interesting because my dad had a tendency to give very weird nicknames to either kitchen utensils or garden tools. He had this one.
I want that as a throw pillow.
He had this one piece of metal that was just bent at a 90-degree angle, and he called it the picker-upper. Hey, will you go get me the picker-upper?
You seen the fish spatula? Are you familiar with this?
No.
Mm-mm.
It has a very specific look. It's very long, and it is grooved, and they're called fish spatulas. And I guess it's where you can get all the way up under a full fish.
Oh, yeah, I've had fail with fish before.
Interesting.
Yeah, grill. When you're grilling, I've lost the fish before between the grates. Haven't you done that before?
It gets away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the best food for the spatula the pancake?
Yes.
Yes!
That's the number one.
Except when you have premature flip.
Yeah, and it's a little still gooey.
That's the worst.
Oh. Do you know when is the perfect time to flip?
I don't know, but there is... Pancakes are an interesting thing. because there's such room for failure in pancake, at least for me. Mm-hmm. But there is also no greater feeling than when you do that first flip of it and you go, man, that is perfect.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And that feeling is not possible without the spatula.
Couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't do it.
Can't do it with a wooden spoon.
Now, most of the time, I get either premature flip or I turn it over and I see something that's darker than a coal mine on that side. And, oh, man. Got to take it off a super high.
The noted kitchen store Sur La Table, they say...
Haughty.
Yeah, very haughty. They say when you take it all into account, the biggest difference between different kinds of spatulas is the initial word. Whether it's offset spatula, rubber spatula, all-around spatula, silicone spatula, metal turner, wooden spatula, stir-fry spatula, stir-fry paddle, fish spatula, or fish turner. Those are all the different terms.
Mm, good Lord.
To talk about a spatula.
Maybe we're over-spatulaed.
How many? Yeah, that's the thing. How many do you have? How many do you have in your spatula rotation?
I think I have 3 spatulas.
I have 4 spatulas and 8 speculums.
I think I'm up to... I think I have a spatulas. 5... I have a 5 spatula rotation.
Wow. So... They get 4 days rest, just like a Major League Baseball rotation.
Yeah, you don't overuse them, and they can last the whole summer.
You have a turn count on each one of them, and they get to that, and you're okay.
Let's put them in. Let's put in the rubber one. He just said it, too.
What did I say?
A rubber spatula.
Okay.
I know, but the way you worded it. Hey, sweetheart, let's put in the rubber one.
Hey, I didn't say sweetheart. You added that one.
There you have it. We did it. Spatula talk.
Finally.
And they
no
said
longer
it couldn't be done.
Will it be on the topic wheel? We have used it up.
How about that, Rich?